So there's this girl on TikTok with a list of reasons why women should stay single. And this is for her. If you're not her, you can scroll. But if you want to hear the tea, you can stay. Please add this to your list. I am 31 years old, mom of three, currently 9 weeks postpartum from my third child on unpaid maternity leave, going through a separation after 14 years because not only did he cheat the entire time we were together, but he cheated on me during my last pregnancy. So now I'm finally fed up and leaving. Of course, I have no financial means to leave at the moment. However, after yesterday, I was stressing about how I was going to get my youngest two in school so I can return to work on August 4th. He told me I should be a stay-at-home mom and just stay at home with them. Fast forward to less than 24 hours this morning, he told me that if I'm not going to be the type of woman that he needs, then I need to leave because it's making it hard for him to move on. Yeah. Less than 24 hours after telling me that I should just stay home with the kids, he told me that if I'm not going to be the type of woman he needs, then I need to leave. Meaning, if I'm not going to have sex with him, if I'm taking this separation seriously and not having sex with him, then I gotta go. Knowing I have no financial means of stability at the moment because I am out of work, knowing that I have nowhere else to go, this man that I've been with for the last 14 years of my life, the only man I've ever been with in my life, told me that if I'm not going to be the type of woman he needs, I need to leave.
Women have it hard, okay? Women have it hard. You have no idea what women go through every day, okay?
Boo-hoo, I guess. But actually, no. I never feel sympathy for, you know, these woes who come on the internet crying their sob story. These women sure do know how to pick them, don't they? And don't get me started. You had three kids, Bomb. I don't go for this whole thing. You just found out he was a cheater after 14 years. You knew what type of man he was when you met him. That's what I believe. And women just pick what they'll put up with as long as the man is paying bills. So figure it out, ma'am. You had three kids, Bomb. Make it work. Because ain't nothing waiting out here for you on the dating market with three kids. I assure you that. You better off just staying with him and dealing with the cheating.
Okay. You see I'm coming from? You see I'm coming from? Yeah.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.
A lot of men are starting to run into women that don't want any more kids, and I'm gonna tell you why. A lot of men do not know what it requires from a woman to have a child, not just physically, emotionally, mentally, financially. Even for my women that are one and done, men expect women to carry a baby 9-10 months, still work throughout that time of carrying a child, to also bear that child and do the 6 weeks and get right back to work. Under no circumstances would I be having a baby and returning back to work 6 weeks, especially if I had another child. That would make my second child because I already have one. Under no circumstances I would be doing that. Even if my doctor cleared me and everything was fine, I just simply would not be doing that.
Well, yeah, that's totally fine. I have no issue with that.
Men do expect that. And I think they want you to do more. Even if you can handle it, they still want you to do more than what you should be doing. And a lot of men, nothing really changes for them after a woman has a baby. Like, a lot of men are not doing the legwork. A lot of men continue to work and come home and be served. Not all men, but a lot of men do. Only thing that might change, they might change a few diapers. They might feed here and there, but nothing really changes. They're not doing drop-offs at daycare, pickups at daycare. They're not scheduling the appointments. They're not taking the child to the, they're not doing that. It's the woman that is doing that. And imagine a woman that has multiple kids doing that on top of taking care of her other children. Women have been doing that for so long just because that's just what they do. But no woman is signing up to do that anymore. I think we're pretty much done with that. That's why a lot of men are running into women that are one and done.
What does that got to do with me? I'm 61 years old.
We just live in a society full of weak woes. You know, it's always poor me. Look, if you don't want to have no more kids, fine. Of course, you think men don't do enough and men aren't this and men aren't that. fine. Be a single mother and struggle by yourself for the rest of your life. Don't hurt me none. If y'all think men are so useless in your lives, then please just stay away from men. You know what I mean? No problem.
Black women need to date more like white women.
What do you mean by that?
You guys need to date like white women. White women do not stand for that struggle love. That, oh, I'm going to hold him down no matter how long. Even when I turn 55, even if he still don't get it together and we're 75, I'm still going to hold it down. They don't do that.
I hope this camera keep going.
No, we're
going
to let the camera keep rolling.
This is not true. This doesn't even make sense.
Okay? They will give a guy a couple months and then they're on to the next. They're on to the next. For example, if you watch Laguna Beach or any of those MTV shows.
Really, nigga?
How did I know she was going to reference a fucking TV show? Because the first question I was going to ask is, how do you know what white women do? They base their philosophies in life off of reality TV. You just discredited anything you're going to say from this point on.
She's brainwashed, dumbed down, emotional, and has no clue as to what she's talking about.
You watch Laguna Beach or any of those MTV shows growing up, a lot of those girls will go from man to man to man to man. And, you know, we listening to men in our community telling us that, oh, don't be like that. Be a good girl. Don't be a whore. Be a good girl. And that's setting you up for struggle love. That's setting you up for hold it down no matter what goes on, no matter how bad you're being treated. Just be a good girl and stick it through. Not white women.
Look, ma'am, that's just not true. I'm about to go cover a bunch of snow bunnies right now complaining about dating and putting up with stuff from men time after time again. I'm literally about to go over those white women right now after I go over you chocolate sisters. So I know from firsthand experience, probably going over thousands of videos like this from your vanilla counterparts or whatever you call it, saying they put up with the same stuff. So you're sadly mistaken, boo-boo.
It's over with. We don't even need to talk because I'm going to get mad.
You're going to say
I'm
going
to get mad. I don't know what I might say.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.